This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Tell me sweet little lies. I remember this song.
A lot of lies going on around here. Who's the biggest liar? Topper? Yeah, Topper lied to all of us. Lied to the team. And took it all back. Welcome back. Midday show. I'm actually not as disappointed as I think you should be in Rob Thompson. I expected this because I didn't buy it. I understood why Castellanos was annoyed. It felt like just oddly managed down in Miami a couple nights ago.
It's all willy-nilly stuff.
Willy-nilly. Nilly-willy, as one of our callers brought it up earlier.
Yeah, he made me look like a clown.
He did. You personally.
Yes, I know. Me. Like, I'm taking this personally.
I know. And you should. And everyone should. The people that really defended Topper, you should feel like he made you out to be a fool. Because now he's going to put his foot down and doing what's best for the team. A new Topper. Wasn't a new Topper. Last night, ninth inning, you want your best defense on the field. No, Nick Castellanos is out there. And we all know he made the catch. But two nights ago, he wasn't one of your three best outfielders, but last night he was. That doesn't make any sense. I understand why the player got frustrated.
Yeah, a little hissy.
So hissy fits gets you to get what you want.
Well,
that's what
it looks like, but I just think it's deeper than that. Because on the surface, that's exactly what it looks like. I give you
yes.
that. But I think it's deeper than that. I don't think Topper is as shallow as we try to make him out to be.
I don't know if he's shallow, but I don't know if
Or you say he's soft. I said, okay, soft.
The backbone's not as strong as it needs to be. I mean, I'll just say it that way. It's not what you want.
That's what he's a little soft.
He's soft.
He's soft.
Yeah. And look, there are soft managers. I don't need Topper to be Larry Boa. Like you have to be who you are. And that's why I think the other night was so awkward and weird for Topper, because that's not who he is. He hasn't, since he got here, he's been player's manager. I back the player. Now, all of a sudden, we do something different. The Castellanos has a reaction to it, which should anyone be surprised by? Look, he's a very emotional person and player. So, and then you bench him for it. The whole thing, I just thought, was a bad week for Rob Thompson. Where do you come down on the Topper situation? And, of course, Ranger Suarez, should the Phillies re-sign him right now? Let it play out? I know you want to... I'll let it play out, but I think one thing we all agree on, they can't trade him. That idea went out the books. Would you trade him?
Mm-mm.
No. I just think they need him too much right now to even entertain that at the deadline. All right, 215-592-9494. Two clues on the board here for Hughes Clues. Pair of tickets to Phillies and Padres on Tuesday, July 1st. All right, let's go to Matt in Fort Washington. Hey, Matt.
Matt.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. A couple quick thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
First is, admittedly, I think this is getting a little blown out of proportion. It could just be the topic of the day, or topic of the last couple of days. But just because he made this, and this is separate from the discipline part of it, but because Topper made this defensive move once, does that mean he has to do it every single game thereafter?
He doesn't, Matt. But before the game last night, he said he would do it again, and then he said probably not tonight. Matt, if you're predetermining moves before the game, the only reason you're doing that is because you don't want to upset the player. Like, he didn't get faster overnight. He's not going to get faster from the first inning to the eighth inning. He's the same player. So if you're predetermining, I'm not going to do it tonight, it tells me you're not managing strictly to win. You're managing because of his emotions.
Well, so I hear you on – well, let me say this. The manager's job is to see the vulnerabilities on at the plate and in the field.
Yes.
And navigate that, right, inning by inning, game by game, across all these months.
And so, yeah, it's a balancing act. You got to make some calls. You take pitchers out here and there. Trey's a vulnerability, and he seems to be getting better. Koski's actually, of all the outfielders, the best composite outfielder we got. So I just think that it's like, hey, listen, the guy, I don't think we have a new trend now that in the eighth or ninth inning of a close game, you have to pull Koski. I just think it's like, all right, he did it once. Let's let it kind of play out and see where it goes from here.
We will. And, Matt, I think it will probably blow over to the point where he's going to keep him out there a bunch in the ninth inning. I'm just curious next time now. Yeah, next time, like when is the right time? Because he did it once and he got upset and then
maybe he saw something that night, but all of the previous times he kept him in there. That's why, like, I'm not hanging on the edge of my seat to see if he's going to pull him. Whatever it's been, 60 out of 61 times, he's left them in there. So one time to me is the exception, not the rule. If it starts happening with some frequency, eyebrows get raised. But for me, not until then.
All right, Matt.
Hey,
can
I give you an answer?
Absolutely. What do you got?
Here's a legitimate guess. Howard Cosell.
That is a great guess.
That's a good guess.
It's a great guess. Matt, we appreciate it. It's not it, but that's probably our best guess today.
People are thinking now.
The voice is clearly unique and distinct.
Get people to thinking. That's what I'm here for, to get people to think a little bit.
That's what you're here to do.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you do make us think.
I mean, yeah.
You're crazy.
I mean, I've heard that before. I mean, that's...
So when you came up with defense, a luxury, not a necessity, that was to make everyone think?
Oh, no, it's the truth. And I just feel like, you know... See, that's one that I don't have to say a whole lot about, because there are so many different examples that you see on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
That it allows me to live in your headspace rent-free.
Well, no, you also have the Eagles winning the Super Bowl on the back of their defense last year.
I mean, the guys that were on that defense aren't here anymore.
What does that have to do with last year?
Isn't it ironic?
No, it's not. It actually has nothing to do with one.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It just plays into the narrative that, you know, that great take that I had, that AI said it was an awesome take. It just plays into that.
Yeah, AI is not how we judge these things.
I'm just saying, it's just, I don't, you know, I've gotten to the point now where I have people that slide into my DMs and say, you know what, Hugh? I didn't see it before, but now I see it. I
hope you're proud.
I have vision.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
I have vision, and I've been trying to sprinkle everybody on this station with games since I've been here. Doesn't help that I'm blind. I'm just saying, man. That's what I'm here for. I'm just here because I'm trying to help people.
Yeah.
I'm just here to help.
Do you not find the irony in them winning the Super Bowl on the back of the best defense ever had?
I never said the defense didn't play well.
But you see the irony in it.
But.
Defense a luxury, not a necessity.
But,
the defense carries them to a Super Bowl.
But, you know.
The irony is thick.
And now we have to restock that defense and try to do it again. But the offensive players, the staples, the guys that, you know, that we want to talk about that were non-contributors down the stretch, they're still here.
They're under contract.
No, I'm just saying, but that's the point, that, you know, the defense is a luxury, not a necessity type
situation. But it was a necessity.
Oh, no, they played well last year.
Because were a necessity.
And they came up big in some of the biggest moments.
Well, they won the game.
Denying that.
They were the best freeze unit on the team.
Well, Jalen Hurts was, he was the catalyst for all of that.
The best unit on the team was the defense.
Defense played well.
Just say it. I mean, the best unit on the team was the defense.
Defense played well, but
so you can't even muster the words.
No, I'm saying they played well.
Yeah.
They played extremely well.
It's so backhanded.
No, it's not. I mean, I played defense. It's not. It's just,
if someone came out of outer space and listened to this show, they would say, that guy's never played football in his life.
They would say.
And that Giglio guy, he must have 80 sacks in the league.
No,
he gets
they would say, man, he's pretty smart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He has his fingers on the pulse of like everything.
Okay.
At like everything.
Everything, yeah.
And the MB Wiggity.
Let's go to who we got here. We got Joe Mayfair. He has his finger on the pulse of things. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, before I get to the topper thing, I'm going to have a. I am a huge Jalen Hurts fan, as the station knows, but I'm also a logical person. And I think the reason that people are so one sided or the other, it's the Rocky Balboa feeling. You have an underdog guy who has battled so many things since he's been in college to become a champion. And I think that's where the passion comes from, the everyday blue-collar worker in Philly that follows this team, that drinks a six-pack on a Sunday, the fan who just loves the story.
Joe, I agree with this.
I'm going to come with some facts today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first 15 plays of a game are scripted. Jalen Hurts is in the bottom five in the NFL quarterback ratings. I have my homework in the first 15 plays of a game. Second half, he has a 73% completion percentage, third behind Tua and Jordan Love. Fourth quarter, 76%, number one in the league. 78% in the fourth quarter in games less than 7 points. And his average yard per attempt in a fourth quarter of games is 11.3. The guy went from being one of the worst readers of defense, can't change a play at the line of scrimmage to get the ball to Barkley in the run protection needed for him to go the distance on a lot of his runs, to becoming one of the best at doing it in one offseason to help the Eagles win a Super Bowl, is such an improvement in the underdog story of there is no way this guy can go from here to here, but he did. The beginning of games, he is not good. If he cannot take sacks, he would go up to top three probably in Philly. I have him at five. But the conversation of he's not good, he's good, he's over and underrated, can we just enjoy the progress that somebody has made from not being wanted to earning the starting job to going through the obstacles of becoming better? He's short, can't read defenses, he doesn't have the arm strength. From where he went to where he is now, why can't we just enjoy it as a Philadelphia sports fan and say, you know what, he is a top five player. I'm going to put him lower because all the fans want to put him in the top two or three. Where I'm going to put him number one because I have to make up for all the fans who don't like him. It's all hogwash.
So, Joe, I agree.
The guy has put in the work to become one of the best individuals at the hardest position in one of the hardest sports towns in the country, and we're slacking that. And I think it's just a travesty that we don't give the guy credit for going from maybe a ham and egger, maybe not to having a good career, to taking advantage of the situation with all the talent around him and making his teammates better as well as himself.
I agree with a lot of what you said, and I think you're right about the kind of the psychology of the whole thing. And two things came to my mind. One, maybe this is just like we're crazy. Like we just have to argue. We have to argue about the Eagles quarterback. So now like it's like first world problems. We're arguing how good he is rather than can he play or can he deliver, because we know he can play and we know he can deliver in the big spot. So I think there's some of that. Joe, the other thing, and I don't think this is you. I think there's also something to where there's a guilt factor. Some people, I'll use your analogy. Some people out there thought Rocky couldn't win. and let's use Jalen. I remember talking to people on this station that said, this guy can't play. We got to get rid of him. Get Russell Wilson. Get Deshaun Watson. And I think those people feel guilty now because he's the best quarterback in Eagles history. I don't feel guilty because I always thought he could play. I didn't quite know he'd be this good, but I thought they could win with him from the first time I saw him on the field. I said, this guy's got something to him. So I don't have that guilt where I feel like I have to go over the top. But Joe, and I'm not saying it's you, I think there are people out there who said he was a bum, who said he couldn't throw, and now they feel deep down like, oh, crap. I said this about the best Eagles quarterback ever, and now it's like they're trying to yell at me because I don't think he's as good as Patrick Mahomes. And I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I just think there's just people in the city that just bashed him just to bash him because he wasn't Carson Wentz.
Yep.
And here we go again. And proving somebody wrong, yeah, you're going to go one way or the other. That's how the human nature is. You're either going to go all one way or the other way, and it comes with everything today, and social media has a lot to do with it. Real quickly on Topper, if you're going to and I know Kyle's going to come in here and jump in. If you're going to allow someone who's hurt to struggle to play through an injury for 10, 11, 12, 13 games, or get hit in the elbow, and still have the wrist issue, not putting him on the IL. No, but it's Bryce Harper. Let him play through it. He's hurting, and he's a detriment to the team, but we're going to keep putting him out there, even though we know he's hurt. Or the situation with Turner or anybody else. The reason that Nick Sirianni was successful, because he was not fake. Whether you liked him or not, you knew you were getting somebody real in your face every day in that locker room, in the clubhouse, talking to an individual. He was himself. Topper's not himself every day. He does what he thinks he should do based off the individual and not being consistent. And that's a problem in that clubhouse. You have to treat everybody the same exact way when it comes to who you are as a person. I'm going to do it this way all the time because that's who I am. He's not doing that in that clubhouse or locker room. He picks and chooses his spots, and if other players say, well, hey, that's not right. That's not right. I don't have respect for that. If you don't respect the man in charge, you're never going to give him everything you have every single day.
I think there's something to this. Yeah.
Whether you liked it or not.
Yep. I think there's something to it. And I think 100%. He feels that. He feels it. That's why I brought up the point yesterday. And I don't know if he said it, and we don't know what he said, but I'm just telling you, if I was Castellanos and I was pulled off that field in Miami, the first thing I would think of is you let that shortstop, when we have a better shortstop on the bench, play every inning of every game, including the postseason, you never take him out. And here in front of my family, you did this to me? Like, that's not fair. And maybe he said something he shouldn't have said, but like I would feel it if I was him.
Yeah, and the thing with JT also, games 5, 6 in a row, he struggles. He hits in the ground ball, double plays. He is an older individual, but we're still going to bat him fifth. We're still going to bat him fourth occasionally. He is not a fourth or fifth place hitter. No. He is a 7, 8, or 9 hitter and should be playing 5 times a week max.
Yep.
A guy his age and how slow he is and how his bat speed is. But Topper's going to keep putting him out there because I can't offend him.
Well, and that's that. You're going to, but then you offend someone else, right? Then now we have a can of worms. All right, Joe, what's your guess? He was close.
Well, I'm going to go with a guy who's unique, and he's old as anything, but he's got the most distinct voice alive. That's Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman's
Morgan
a good
Freeman
one. Joe, good one. That is a good guess. That is not it. All right. Lots Joe brought up there. All right. Before we go any further, we did promise you an update on a name you've heard connected a lot with the Philadelphia 76ers, who hold the third pick in the draft next week. Hugh, you know from the jump here, as soon as we started this, when they got the third pick, I said, it's that's the kind of pick that can help change the franchise if they get it right.
Life changing.
But here's who I don't want. I don't want Ace Bailey. I didn't want him from the beginning, and that was really just based on his play. I didn't know anything about the kid. I mean, he went to Rutgers, right? He didn't make the tournament. I didn't like the way he didn't shoot the ball smartly to me. To me, he takes too many contested shots. Not a great free throw. I just think there's a lot of red flags about the player. Nothing to do with the person. But now we're finding out some red flags about the guidance he's getting as a young man. So there was a story that last week Vijay Edgecombe became the most likely pick for the Sixers because he came here for a visit. Very good impression. Meanwhile, Ace Bailey hadn't come for a visit yet. And that was kind of weird. Like, did he decline? Did he not want to come? All right, so that was that. Hugh, we got a story a couple days ago that he is going to come for a visit. So no worries on that. Well, this morning the news came out that Ace Bailey has canceled his visit with the Philadelphia 76ers to the point where they had a hotel booked for him. They had a flight for him. And he, at the last minute, said, nah, I'm not coming. Hugh, this is the last straw. I mean, if the Sixers have half a brain, they won't take this kid. The reports are out there that he wants to get to a team that will give him the ball a lot early. You know, I could translate that like not other star established players. He wants to play where he will be the man.
Mm-hmm.
And I will read into that as he doesn't mind losing a lot early in his career as long as he could shoot the basketball. I think they would be out of their mind to take this kid. Refusing to come visit, canceling a visit, wants to be the guy and kind of get the ball a lot early instead of playing with other good players. I'm totally out.
It's different. Like, we talked about this morning, Joe.
Yep.
And talked about how the fact that these kids are different. And I brought up the young defensive end for the Cincinnati Bengals was Shamar Stewart. And his situation. These kids have a strong sense of self nowadays, especially the ones that have the athletic ability that Ace Bailey has. And he feels strong. I'm assuming all of this, reckless speculation. I'm assuming he feels that he's in a position where he can't fail. He's in control of his destiny. That's what it sounds like he's trying to do. And it sounds like he's trying to be in a place where he can maximize his dollars as much as he possibly can. And in his mind, that means playing for a team that's devoid of stars,
mm-hmm.
so that he can become the star. And you know what's funny? When I think about him, I think that he's trying to be like Ant-Man a little bit, you know, and go to a team where he can be the focal point. Because it's about the shoe contract and the endorsements
You may very well be right. I don't care about any of that.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
You're looking at the bigger picture.
Well, I don't want him on the Sixers.
But he's not. This is the thing that I don't think that his team is telling him. That even though you're looking at the short term and all of this, this could potentially have long-term ramifications,
yep.
by the way that you're handling your business.
Let's hear Jonathan Cavone. He covers the draft for ESPN. He had this kid falling, I believe, to the Wizards, their latest mock draft. Here is him on the situation.
Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, been locked in at 1 and 2 pretty much this whole process. The draft starts with Philadelphia. Who do they take? VJ Edgecombe or Ace Bailey? Ace Bailey was 3 for a while. He slid all the way to 6 in our latest mock draft. NBA teams are a little bit perplexed about his pre-draft process. He's the only player who has yet to conduct a single workout to this point. He has not visited any NBA team facilities. Ace Bailey's camp is adamant in conversations that he's a top 3 player in this draft, and they're looking for a clear pathway to stardom, both with minutes and opportunity. Now, Bailey's camp seems to feel confident that if Philadelphia, where he's working out later this week, or Charlotte at 4, decide to pass on him, then Washington, New Orleans, Brooklyn, who are 6, 7, and 8, somebody's going to trade up to get him. A lot of uncertainty about how this is all going to play out. No one really knows how it's going to end up and where Bailey would pick. That's going to be one of the biggest storylines I'm going to be tracking on draft night.
So the last thing this morning was that the Sixers are not ruling out still taking him. I'm trying to help the Sixers out here. They would be out of their minds to take this player. He doesn't want to play with other good players. I mean, they could say it any way they want. That's what he wants. A clear path to stardom and usage means the ball in his hands. If he plays with a lot of other good players, you got to share the basketball. That's the way the game works. If he wants to score, kid can knock himself out. If he wants to go to Washington and play for the Wizards, go score 25 points a game. I mean, I'm happy for him. I think if the Sixers took him after he canceled on the day of the meeting, they just look like fools.
That's a bad look, but I don't know, Joe.
Ace Bailey.
Can I just tell you what I heard?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you? Your rant made me change my mind, by the way.
Mm.
I heard the opposite of Joel Embiid and everything that you said about him. He wants the ball in his hand. He wants to be a star. Not Joel Embiid's a star. Listen, I'm not trying to slight Joel Embiid. But what have we been saying about Joel Embiid in the playoffs? Like a lot of times he shrinks. He doesn't do this. We've complained about effort in the past and all the other stuff, the want to. And now you have a kid that is trying to control his own destiny and he sounds like he wants to be a star. To me, like this, I know how you feel and for the most part, I'm with you, but you have to think, Joe, these kids are different nowadays.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you want in Philadelphia, though.
But I heard a lot of me, I
get that.
And none of that was, hey, he wants to get to a place he can compete to win a championship. Well, there was none of that.
That might be part of it, because you got to understand.
Well, if you want to play for the Wizards, I mean, you're signing your career
he might
away.
What were the Timberwolves before Ant-Man got there?
Yeah, but at least they've had moments. I mean,
no, but I'm just saying. I mean,
but Ant-Man was the number one pick. No, he didn't run from that.
He didn't run from it. But when you look at it, I mean, the way you present it, I kind of want that. I kind of want that attitude.
Oh, I kind of want that revival next week.
When you said it like that, because initially I was with you, but then when you start talking about it, that's what we like, Kyle. Isn't that what we've been missing from the Sixers?
A loser?
We've had plenty of those.
Tons of those.
Listen to what... No, that dude that wants to be that dude. That's what I heard.
He wants to be it with a bad team. He didn't say he wants to come to the Sixers and become the best player and win a championship in Philadelphia.
No, I hear what you're saying.
He wants to be the focal point. Like,
yes.
That seems like it's not going to mesh too well with the Sixers. Like, Embiid wants to be the focal point of the team, doesn't he?
Well, yeah.
You think he's going to be cool with Ace Bailey taking over?
I am operating off of the premise... that Joel Embiid is not going to be the Joel Embiid that we remember. I mean, man, listen. The one thing we don't know, or we kind of do know, about this procedure that he's had or allegedly having, how many people have had success stories behind it?
Yeah, he might be cooked. I mean, you're right.
I mean, let's be honest. So it might be an opportunity for him to get everything that he wants here, because we talk about Maxey as being the leader, right? But he hasn't stepped up and became the leader.
Yeah, well, not to the
Jared
extent
McCain
of winning.
Is, you know what I mean?
I just get vibes he's going to
no,
score.
No, I get what you're saying.
He's going to score 20 points on a team that wins 25 games.
Now, I get what you're saying, because we're dealing with, we don't know what the kid has said. We don't know how he fit. We're going by
the messaging. Yeah, and maybe he's being given bad advice.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. But when you... The way that you presented, you did a good job of presenting, because you did sway me. It just sounds like that's probably the kind of attitude we need here. We need a little bit of bravado here now.
Maybe show up for the job interview, though.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do that.
Yeah,
you got to do that.
He didn't do that. All right, 215-592-9494. I'm fully out on Ace Bailey. I mean, I was out from the beginning, but like, this kid is ridiculous. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. Topper. I thought he made everyone that supported him look foolish by keeping Castellanos on the field in the ninth inning last night. Where do you come in on that? And we'll get to a player that finally had a big night last night. And is it a sign of things to come? That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped something special, people. Marinated carnitas boneless pork roast. It's tender, juicy, flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is a next level pork roast. The new Hatfield Marinated Carnitas Pork Roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one of these, or maybe two. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com. Find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.